Well, we've talked a lot about the Me Too movement in this country. It is happening in Italy as well. More than 120 women in the film industry there have signed a letter in support of the women who were publicly shamed for denouncing their abusers. As NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports, many Italians treat the Me Too movement with scorn and skepticism.
One of the first to accuse Harvey Weinstein of sexual assault was Italian actress Asia Argento. Hailed in the U.S. for speaking out, in Italy she was attacked by the media. She left the country, she said, because the atmosphere was too hostile. Vittorio Feltri, editor of the right-wing daily Libero, oozed contempt, telling a radio host it's hard to believe her allegations of rape.
Prima la danno via.
First, these women give it away. Then, 20 years later, they repent and denounce the alleged rapist. If they gave it away in exchange for a part in a movie, that's a form of prostitution.
In November, a TV show reported 10 women accused a film director of molesting them.
Fausto Brizzi.
Two days later, Warner Brothers pulled director Fausto Brizzi's name from his latest film. That triggered a backlash, says screenwriter Francesca Marciano, turning the alleged molester into the victim. Brizzi denied the allegations, and media coverage was mostly in support of the director.
The press is not giving voice to the women. It's just giving voice to the men. And the men who defend the men, and the women who defend the men. The culture of support for women is non-existent.
Since Brizzi, no one in Italy's media, business, or political world has been publicly denounced for sexual harassment.
There's always this thought of the female who provokes, and so boys will be boys.
25-year-old Arianna Pavoncello studied at an American college in Rome. She says her grandparents and parents' generations believe that man is a hunter, women his prey.
It's mostly the older generations that think that what's the matter with a man touching your butt or, you know, it has always happened, it will continue to happen, and it's just fine.
Feminist author Lorella Zanardo, speaking on Skype, says Italians' double standard has roots in centuries of Catholic education.
Either you are a sort of good wife, a sort of saint. On the other hand, you are very free, you behave very freely, and you are considered not a very serious girl, let's say.
Zanardo also blames media tycoon Silvio Berlusconi, whose lowbrow commercial TV networks have shaped Italian society for three decades. As prime minister, Berlusconi popularized so-called bunga bunga parties, bacchanals with minors and call girls, while his TV empire showcased women as desirable objects dancing provocatively, never uttering a single word.
These images have really created a culture where it was accepted that a woman is used as a decoration.
Italian conservatives are not alone in attacking the Me Too movement. Many leftist intellectuals are convinced it threatens sexual freedom. Author Chiara Barzini says this reflects anti-American snobbery against a society judged as puritanical and always poised for revolution.
The black and white nature of a revolution, which means like heads will roll, you know, and there's no compromising. And Italians love to live in the gray zones of life, you know.
Those gray comfort zones of hypocrisy, fatalism, and cynicism are now being shaken by a younger generation of Italian women, says 24-year-old Bianca Rondolino.
We didn't have a Twitter storm of hashtags MeToo, but I know the whole country had a lot of private conversations on this topic. And it was a painful process, but I'm also very aware that it's bringing actual change.
Rondolino acknowledges it will take time to change a patriarchal culture that belittles and far too often pits women against women. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.